Okay, so let's try to do 16H. Now this is covered two shiurim. This is the packet of Kavod Sifrei Kodesh. And I think it's the last topic for the Bechina, for this Bechina. So there are a couple of Gemaras regarding Sifrei Kodesh. One is a Gemara about going to the bathroom. And that Gemara says that if you want to go into the bathroom, and so you need to put the Sefer in a tick. And it should be the maskana is, if it's a bag that's miyuchad for the Sefer, it's kilyan, then it needs to be a tefach big. So it's like its own like little rishus or something like that. Right? And it's, if it is, otherwise it would be just bottle to the Sefer. If it's not a kli that's miyuchad for the Sefer, then even if it's less than a tefach, even if it's smaller than a tefach, it's okay to go into the bathroom with that. So, that's one halacha. Okay? There's another halacha, a different Gemara in Brachos, which talks about svarim in the room when a couple wants to have tashmish, tefillin. Right? We extend it to svarim. And there, the Gemara says that you need kis b'soch kis, tif b'toch kis, tif. Meaning you need two covers. Two covers. And once again, one of the covers has to not be miyuchad for the sefer, because it's like the halacha is like this: is that if you have, you need two covers, but if I have, but any cover which is miyuchad for that sefer, that tefillin, all counts as one. So if I have a tefillin zekel and the plastic and all these things that are miyuchad for the tefillin, that all counts as one. I need, it could be 10 of them. But if it's all miyuchad, it counts as one. So then you need another one that's not miyuchad for the second. Okay? So those are two gemaras. Okay? One gemara is about bathroom. One gemara is about tashmish. Okay? So now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha by bathroom. It quotes, you know, exactly what we said from the gemara. If it's a tefach, then it's okay even if it's miyuchad. If it's not miyuchad, it could be even less than a tefach. There, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas. And this machlokas we saw is between the Elio Rabba and the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, like what we would think based on the Gemaras, that if you have a sefer, just one, and you want to go into the bathroom with it, one covering is good enough. And he says he himself, he'd have a sefer with him, and he would tuck it into his turban, he would tuck it into his cloak, whatever it was, and go into the bathroom. That's the Shittas HaRadvaz, and that is how the Sitz Eliezer paskins. So therefore, you know, basically according to that, you know, you could take your tefillin into the bathroom with you. Obviously, you know, you're somewhere, you can't put your tefillin, then you take it into the bathroom. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, but it also quotes another Shita, which is the Elio Rabba Shita. And the Shittas Elio Rabba is that he kind of takes the din of kis b'toch kis that we learned from Tashmish and applies it to going into the bathroom. So he requires, to, if you want to take a sefer into the bathroom, a double cover. Now, just to reiterate, a double cover means that if you have 10 covers, it's all miyuchad for it, that counts as one. You need another cover which is not miyuchad. So that's the machlokas between the Elio Rabba and the Radvaz. Today it's both quoted in Mishnah Berurah. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan, he holds that you should not, that one cover is not good enough. That one cover is not good enough. And maybe stop it for a second. Okay? Picking up, sorry about that little break. I think we're up to the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that he's Machmir, and he says that you should, if you go into the bathroom with Svarim, that one cover is not good enough, not like the Radvaz. So again, just to say it, I don't know if I, so have the Elio Rava and on one side, and the Aruch HaShulchan is like that, and you have the Radvaz and the Sitz Eliezer on the other side that are Makil. Okay, now
that's the, in other words, that's the, I'm sorry, the In the Aruch HaShulchan is Nachman.
Right, right. That seems to be what it is. Now, what? Similar. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan just basically says that one covering is not good enough. So, I mean, presumably, two would be. Okay. So now, what about, is there any, let's leave the bathroom issue, let's get more to the Tashmish issue. Is there any difference nowadays that the Sarm are printed? Okay. So, so the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem, he does say that Tefillin and Sfarim, he says, Afilu Shal Talmud, that you need, if they're in the room where the couple is, they need to be in a kiss b'soch kiss. Right? Now, remember, the Gemara itself said that Sfarim need to be in a kiss b'soch kiss. That's even the Gemara by Tashmish. Right? The application to the bathroom, that was the Elio Rav's application, but it's, the Gemara says it by Tashmish. So, but the Shulchan Aruch adds, even Sfarim Shal Talmud. Again, unclear whether that, you know, what exactly the Sfarim Shal Talmud were. The Aruch HaShulchan, so he, that same Aruch HaShulchan we just quoted before, which is in Reish Pei Beis, he holds that printed Sfarim are also offered. They have halakhic status. And you have to care about them. He was talking about the bathroom, but he says, Afilu Sfarim Pasim, Afilu Sifrei Musar. So does everyone say that? Does not everyone say that? So what's the story? So so we saw in today's shiur that the Masas Binyamin, he's the one that's very stark that printed Sfarim Hadid Pasim have a Din Ksiva, and they have Kedusha. Okay. On the other hand, so the Kaf HaChaim. So he wants to say that Svarim HaNid Fasim, they're kulas. They're kulas because, since not everyone agrees to that, some hold that Svarim HaNid Fasim do not have Kedusha, and so therefore he has a couple of kulas. Now, kula number one is that you could count the binding of the Sefer, since our Svarim are bound, as one of the coverings. Which means that you only need to now do one kisoy on top of it instead of two, because one's built in with the binding. And he says also that he quotes the Sefer Chesed La'alofim, who says that likewise, if it's a tzorach, it's a le'al tzvila, ona, he's going l'derech, something like that, then hafalas talus will work with sfarim in the room. Again, the sfarim, they have their binding, so it can be, you know, makel based on the printed. Not everyone holds that printing counts as for Kedusha. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, this is all I should have said. Shlomo Kluger says that if there are Svarim in the room, then if the couple covers themselves from head to toe, right, we're declaring what the Svarim is, then the Svarim only need one covering. The Sfarim have one covering, and the people have one covering. Mm-hmm. Shlomo Kluger and the Shnei Stein. We're going to get back to that in a minute. I want to point out that whole discussion by printed Sfarim, there's a Kovitz Beis Vav L'Chachamim. This is an old Torah journal, and in there, Rabbi Shaya Zilberstein, so he points out that maybe this whole discussion of do printed Sfarim have Kedusha, do they not have Kedusha, maybe that was only the old-time printings, when they had to, you know, it was more like a chakika. It was every, you know, it was more manual. But now we have electric. Everything is printed, you know, with, you know, machines. We have factories. They print svarim. We have printing presses, you know, that are... So that, he says, b'chlal may not even be nichlal into the discussion of Kedusha. That could maybe be that that's mamash tam memela, there's no kedusha chal on it at all, and even the Masas Binyamin may be moda to that. That's the Rabbi Yishaya Zilberstein in the Kovitz Beis Vav HaChachamim. Okay? And Okay, we had a side discussion regarding the Ran, whether is that considered Kol HaChacham Me'uruf Bo, or is it just Grama, if you, the guy presses the button on the machine, or if Simon likes the Kodesh HaRan, who says that Yishom Yishom Chitzov is only a din in Ezekin, but it doesn't extend anywhere else. Okay, let's not get too much into that. But that's the Isfara of Rabbi Shai Zilberstein, that maybe the whole printed thing doesn't even apply. Even that whole discussion may not even apply. Others may hold that it does. So that's why you have these Pshara Dikashitas, of, you know, if they cover themselves, the binding will count as one, you know. People, like, use it as a sniff, you know. But I don't know if anyone goes straight out and says, therefore, it doesn't have anything, and therefore, it's new shamish. Okay, now, the Panim Eros. Yeah, the Panim Eros. So the Panim Eros said like this. If, let's say, you have a room, and in the adjoining room, there's Svarim, the Tillin. So he says like this. He says that since... Let me explain it like this. There's a cleric. What's the problem? Is the problem that it's like a bizoyan for the Kisvei HaKodesh to be in the room of the Tashmish? Or is it like more like a lo yireh ervas gava? Like, we pretend that like the Svarim have eyes, and then they could sort of see, and then that's a problem of lo yireh ervas gava. So let's present it like that. Now, if you hold it that clear, so you're going to have a chumran kula on either end. So, number one is that if you hold of the bizayin thing, so then what happens is like this, is that if they're in the other room, even though, let's say, there's no door, since it's in a different room, there's no bizayin. Okay? Even though the svar may be, if they had eyes, kaviyachal, they could see, but since it's in a different room, there's no bizayin. Okay? But that would also mean that if the Svarim are in the room and the couple would cover themselves head to toe, it wouldn't help anything because it's still Bizayin and they're in the room. Okay? So he says, so you have like a kula of in another room, but there'd be no kula of covering themselves head to toe. If you hold that it's more like an Ervas Dover type thing, then he says that if they're in the other room, but they could kaviyachol see, that would be a problem, because they could still, so to speak, see. However, if a couple would, let's say, cover themselves head to toe, then maybe it would be okay.
Which fire is that?
The Ervasavar, because they can't see, because the couple is covered from head to toe, you know, head to foot. So he says that based on the base Shmuel, like, it so to speak, would result that it's like the Ervas Dover thing, and therefore there'd be a heter to cover, similar to the Shlomo Kluger that we had from the Shnoskayim, to cover yourself, you know, similar to that. But he says that he's not willing to sign off on this. The Panim Eros is not willing to sign off. He hasn't found anyone to really sign off on such a heter, and therefore I think he likes the Bizoyan Svar better, and therefore if it would be in a different room, it would be okay, because it's not a bizoyin. They're in a different room, even though it's opened. What? Yeah, he's not... Yeah, he's this whole Ervas Dover sort. He's not... You know, even though he says maybe it'd be Yossi from the Bishmua, but he doesn't want to sign off on it. He thinks that he hasn't found anyone say such a thing. Even though we say, like we said before, we did find the Rosh Shlomo Kluger in the Shnoskayim, who has an interesting svara that if the svara have one cover, then the couple could cover themselves. Unclear exactly his svara. And just to reiterate, that Kaf HaChaim, who used it as its tziruf, you know, with the printed svarim, you need to be mapped on printed svarim, but since there are some mekilim, so a sniff, you know, you cover yourself and it's printed, you know, or it's kricha will count as one. Different svaras, you see, like, the array, and then how they use them as, like, sniffim. Okay? There's one more issue which we have to talk about. And that's mezuzah. Now, people have mezuzah on the door. Now, but, so if the mezuzah is on the outside of the door is mafsik between the mezuzah and the couple's bedroom inside, you have no problem. Because it's not even the same mezuzah. The door is mafsik. But sometimes you have situations where the mezuzah is on the inside. Either it has to be on the inside because that's how the door is, or in the Heights they have apartments that even within the door there's like a walkway, a couple of steps, and then you have another Surah HaPesach in the room, and there's no door on that. So you have a mezuzah on there. So what's the halacha? How could they have a mishamish if there's a mezuzah in the room? So we basically presented four different shitas on this. One is the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says, in Echinami, regular rules. Kiss yourself, kiss. You have to double cover your mezuzah. So let's say the mezuzah is covered with, let's say, whatever it's covered with. That all counts as one. And now you have to cover it with something else. There was a certain gadol who had a nail on top of his mezuzah. He'd hang a shirt.
So isn't it wrapped in a plastic?
Oh, we'll get that in a second. Right? So a certain gadol would hang a shirt. He'd have a nail on top of his mezuzah and hang a shirt. So that's basically regular rules. Kli b'sof kli. Okay? Now the Chacham HaSadam, he says what you wanted to see. He says that, well, inside the mezuzah, it's generally covered with something else, either saran wrap or tin foil, something. So even though this is started to say that that's, you know, miyuchad for it now, you made it miyuchad because you're using it for the mezuzah and it's going to stay there for 7 years, whatever it is, so that's miyuchad. But the Chacham HaSadam has a chiddush that he says that if when you first put on one of the kelim, you have in mind that this should be l'shem kiss b'sof kiss, you know, that this should be one that, so to speak, counts as the not kilyon, so therefore it should count, like I put on the saran wrap with the aldas, that this should be, you know, count for my double covering, then it would work. What? No, it doesn't matter which
one. The outer one needs to be mute, but it's connecting it to the wall. And that mentioned.
No, let's say I don't have mezuzah case, and I wrap it in two things of saran wrap, and I just tape it to the wall.
But I cover it to the wall.
Well, normally it's pretty hard to say that the mezuzah case you buy in the street, you buy in the store, is not miyuchad. It has a shin on it. It's pretty much miyuchad. You'd probably want the saran wrap inside. You say that I'm putting this on. I'll dance. It should be.
If you bought it, it's already on. This is if you're putting it.
Right. This is you have to put on with kavanah.
You can't kind of say that it was put on that way.
Right. So just take it off, put a new one on, or just wrap another one on.
Right.
You know, that's the chiddush of the Chacham HaSadam.
Okay. So that's sheet number two.
Sheet number two. The Aruch, we'll do the Shulchan Aruch HaRav first. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Alter Rebbe. So he says, since it's mechubar lekosel, it's attached to the wall. It's like its own reshus. It's like cholish reshus le'atzmo, and therefore it doesn't count as it's in the room because it's its own reshus. Okay, parenthetically. That's what Rabbi Simon, when he talked about the light in the other shir, like cholik rishus li'atzmo. So he said, if the Alter Rebbe says that something on the wall is cholik rishus li'atzmo, something on the ceiling cholik rishus li'atzmo. So that's the shir of the Alter Rebbe. So basically, according to the Alter Rebbe, you don't need to do anything. It's just. Now, the fourth sheet is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan just, he doesn't say the Alter Rebbe's svara. He says, no, let's say it is considered in the room, but it's mutter. Because Al Korcho, the Torah gave us a mitzvah of mezuzah, and the Torah gave us a mitzvah of peru revu. So the Torah is built into the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's going to be on the bedroom. So obviously that's a dispensation the Torah gave built into the din of mezuzah, that it's going to be on the bedroom. And the normal nihug is to be mekayim peru revu, is to have hashrus in the bedroom, so that's built into the din. So therefore, it's just mutter. So again, the four shitas, either it is kiss yourself kiss, regular rules, or have in mind that one keli should be miyuchad, or it's cholik rishus li'atzmo, or it's just mutter.